We're doing Eov. We're up to the 13th chapter, the 11th pasuk. So Eov has been telling his friends, he said, I know God's power, and you've told me nothing new, but you guys are liars. You're blaming me for my suffering. You think if you speak that way before God, he'll love you more. And the truth is that you're lying. And God will ultimately rebuke you for the fact that you're hurting me. You're saying it's my fault that I'm suffering. Hallo seito tiva'et etchem ufachdo yipol aleichem. He says seito, which could be understood his height. Seito could be understood his height, like se'et. It could be understood as when God, so to speak, sits up straight in his throne of justice, so he will instill fear in your hearts. And it could also be understood as his fire. The word se'et could also refer to fire. It says by David, it says maset ha'ashan, it says in Shoftim. So se'ito could also be a reference to a fire, because the fire gives off smoke. So he says Hashem's fire will instill fear in your hearts, and the trepidation before God will fall upon you. And how will you be able to stand up to God in justice for what you've done, for the fact that you blame me for my suffering? Zichronechem mishlei eifel legabei chomer gabeichem. Eov says, you're all human, and your memories are like the memories of ash. Your bodies are like bodies of chomer, which could be understood as clay. So you're simply human, you're mortals. Your memory is like ash. Your mortal beings are like clay. And how is it that you are not fearful of God's day of justice? How dare you speak to me this way, says Eov. Why didn't you think twice? Don't you realize you're going to pay for this? Hacharishu mimeni v'ada bera'ani v'yavor alai ma. Eov says, so do yourselves and me a favor. Be quiet. Let me talk. Don't keep blaming me for my suffering. Let me express myself. And even though bad things are happening to me, and who knows what worse could happen to me, nonetheless, I will not cease to talk. I will not be quiet for fear of punishment, but I will tell the truth. You, for fear of punishment, are lying, and you'll be punished for that. And so, Hacharishu mimeni, says Eov, be quiet from me. Va'adaberaani, let me talk. Ve'yavor alai ma, and let whatever befalls me befall me, but let me at least speak the truth. Alma esa v'sari v'shinai v'nafshi asim b'chapai. For what, says Eov, what is the sin that I have done, that I have come to this point where I, so to speak, carry my flesh in my teeth? All of my body has been disintegrated. There's nothing left, Eov says. Alme, for what? Alma, for what sin do I deserve to be in this state that esav esari b'shinai, that the only flesh that I have left is the flesh that's clinging to my teeth? Eov says, what did I do to deserve to be in this state that I've got nothing left? Eov says, why? Why is it that I was doubled over to the state of affliction, the state, one understanding is, esav esari b'shinai, that, so to speak, I've been bent over, that I have to bite my lips. Esav esari b'shinai is a reference to the fact that I have to be quiet and wallow in pain. V'nafshi agish v'chapi, and I have to give over my soul on a platter and just be quiet and suffer quietly. What have I done wrong to deserve this? An alternate understanding is v'nafshi asim b'chapi, and I, for what have I done wrong to deserve that my soul is so weathered that it's practically left me, and it's as though I carry it in my hands because I'm living life on the verge of death. I'm suffering so. Hen yikteleini lo ayachel ach derachai el panav ochiach. Eov says, and here again, there are multiple understandings. One understanding is, Hen yikteleini, if God kills me, even so, lo ayachel, I await him. Now, this pasuk is slightly complex because the word lo is written with an aleph and read with a vav. So, Hen yikteleini, even if he kills me, I still await him. That's the way we read it. I will never rebel against God. I am faithful. And this goes in line with what we discussed last time, that Eov says, I'm simply trying to understand God. I'm not rebelling against him. I hear. So, the other understanding is that Eov says, don't think that because I'm wailing like this, that because of that, I've stopped being a God-fearing person. That's not so. Even if God would kill me, I'd still be waiting for him. I'd still be waiting for him to make things better for me. So, why would I stop being a God-fearing person? I'm always waiting for him. My point in everything I've said is not to stand opposite God, but to understand God. Eov says, Hen yikteleini, even if he would kill me, lo ayachel, I still await him. Ach derachai el panav ochiach, but my purpose, my goal, my path, is to prove, to understand the way of God. El panav ochiach. I simply want to clarify that I've been fair before him and to clarify my way before him. So Eov says, I'm not standing in rebellion here. I'm trying to understand, but I'm not standing in rebellion. Ach derachai el panav ochiach. The understanding we concluded with is that my desire is to clarify my path before him so that I continue being faithful to him. So I want to understand him. But that's my sole purpose here. I'm not fighting, I'm not rebelling, I'm not blaspheming. I'm simply trying to understand. Gamhuli lishua kilo lefanav chanef yavo. And I know, says Eov, that not only do I have many merits that will stand by me when I get judged, God himself will be my salvation because everything I've said is honest and God wants truth. God does not want sycophancy. He doesn't want people to say, yeah, God, we understand why you're doing this. You don't understand why he's doing it. Yeah, so here Eov is saying, you, my friends, you keep claiming that God is punishing me and I deserve it. And I tell you that not only are things going to be better because I've been a good person, but God is going to be on my side. Ki lo lefanav chanef yavo. God does not permit sycophancy to come before him. שימעו שמוע מילתי ואחוותי באוזניכם. Hear, O hear my words. Understand what I have to say, and let what I say go into your ears. And this is where Be'ezrat Hashem will pick up next time.